MSC Cruise Cast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel team of Beth and Chris.
Hello, everybody, and Beth.
Hello, Chris from Taste Try Travel.
We are the team.
Yes, we are.
Of Taste Try Travel.
Happy to be here.
Stash and Kitty when he wants to be.
Sometimes he's here, sometimes not.
You know what? He's just a smug little kitty, isn't he?
Yes, not very good at producing. We have a podcast today by request, by multiple request. So,
and I completely understand that because it is something that a lot of people want to do. And but it can also be a little intimidating.
Daunting.
Because you just don't know specifics about it,
right,
or how it's done. So it can be a little intimidating.
That's what we're here for. MSC Cruise Cast. We're giving you all of these really cool podcasts to tell you what to do so you understand all behind the scenes.
We're your MSC guinea pigs.
Pretty much. We experience it and then we let you know about it. So we're going to dive right in. We are talking all about the upgrade bid system. We're going to tell you kind of the three options that you have.
What? Okay, yes.
You probably don't, not sure what those are, but
no, I don't.
First, we're going to tell you, once you have paid your cruise in full, at any time after that, select people get emails. So the email is going to come and it's going to have a subject line of your booking number, and it's going to say upgrade your stateroom with MSC Cruise Upgrade Program. And it says you are invited to participate in the upgrade program. You have an opportunity to submit offers to upgrade from your existing stateroom. Hurry up. This exclusive offer is only available a limited number of staterooms. And then it's going to say, click here to get started. And then if you booked your voyage through a travel agent, they can help you as well. And then below that is going to be all the different room categories and experiences and the minimum, well, kind of the price point where you have to bid to be considered.
Yeah, it's exactly.
There's a window of those. Yeah,
exactly. You want to, they're giving you a very specific suggestion about what to bid.
Yes.
At least.
Exactly. There is a minimum bid. So you can't be like, I'm going to bid for Yacht Club and I'm only going to pay $100. It doesn't work like that. They're going to give you a minimum on that. Now, this is the email that you're going to get, and then you actually have to click a link and it's going to bring you to a page where you're going to submit your bid. And it's going to be a little slidey little button where you can choose your price
point. So they make it fun to spend
more
money.
Very fun, yes.
You get a slidey button.
So you have three actions that you can do when you get these emails. One is you can completely ignore it.
That's your first one, huh?
That is what we did on the seashore when we went way, way long ago. That was our first MSC cruise. We did actually receive an upgrade email at that time when we didn't do anything with it. So that is an option.
We didn't know exactly what we were upgrading to.
Yeah. We were just happy to be on the ship.
It was our first time on MSC.
Yep.
And they were like, do you want to upgrade? And we're like,
yeah, we're fine.
I have no idea what I would be upgrading from or to. So let's just not do that.
So that is one of your options.
Yeah.
Number two, you can bid and you can get accepted.
Oh, this is why I'm laughing, because I thought this was what the three options were.
Oh,
so yes, you can be accepted.
So we submitted a bid for the Marivilla last year to the Yacht Club. Our bid was accepted. We also submitted a bid for one of our four-day cruise on the Magnifica.
Hold on.
Okay.
You're just glossing over one of the best days of our life.
I did. I know.
Like,
well,
when
I was trying
we
to like get through this. Yeah.
That we got, yes.
How did I tell you? Do you even remember?
I don't remember how you told me, no.
I woke you up. because I go to work earlier than he does. So I'm up and about. And we got the email. And I woke you up. I don't even remember what I said. But I don't even think you were like half awake. And I was like, oh my God, guess what happened? And you're like, what? Anyway, it took you a little bit to wake up and remember, but that's what happened.
And what I remember about that is being ridiculously excited about the Yacht Club and having no idea why I was excited.
Exactly.
Because we had never experienced the Yacht Club.
Yes.
But we were so happy about getting that upgrade because we were like, yes, we get to finally experience the Yacht Club. What is the Yacht
what
Club?
What is it? Well, we kind of knew what it was, but we honestly didn't understand the scope of what the Yacht Club was and what that upgrade bid was.
I think God just like looked down on us and said, get excited.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea what's coming.
Yeah.
Because we were excited and we didn't even know how great it was.
Exactly.
We just thought it was like an exclusive little area on the ship.
Right.
We had no idea, but we were still excited like we did have an idea, even though we didn't. So,
Well, let me also say, like when even when we won our 4-day bid for the Magnifica, it was like $65 a person. So it wasn't, they don't always have to be crazy expensive. It was to a junior balcony. And even that was really fun because it was a ship we'd never been on and a room category we had never seen before. So,
right. And I didn't even know that we had got that. So, and
so
just real quick.
Yeah.
That room is wonderful. You'll see it on our upcoming videos.
Yeah.
On our regular YouTube channel.
There was something about that room. There was an energy or a vibe or whatever it was that was like amazing.
We just felt like this is our home. This is our room.
We never want to leave.
Exactly.
Okay. Now there is a third option in this upgrade system. You can bid and you can get rejected. So, and I was actually very happy, not happy, but like I was happy to get that your, do you have it up on the screen?
Yep.
Okay. Your bid was unsuccessful. Okay. Closed. That was not going to happen. And so I could move on. Right. So I kind of was happy that they did that. And this was on the 3-day Magnifica that we bid on. And
because we bid on the Aria experience.
I bid on an Aria balcony, which let me be honest with you, like a part of me was happy that I didn't get that because it was $200 per person.
More for
the bid. Upgrade. That's on top of the cruise we already spent. And it was for a 3-day cruise. I might have really had a hard, like we wanted to like show you guys what it was like to do the Aria experience. But that seemed like a lot of money for 3 days for $400, like on top of what we already paid for the cruise.
Yeah, we just don't know what it might have been a good deal. It might not because we haven't done Aria yet. So we're not sure.
Yeah.
It sounds we got comments about what the Aria includes.
Yes.
So it does sound like it's a little bit more than what we thought it is.
Right.
So at some point we'll get into Aria and let you guys know. But yeah, we didn't get it. Okay.
Exactly.
We weren't that disappointed in it.
Because we got the one for the 4-day. So that was good.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the three things that can happen. Now, not every guest will get an upgrade email. So you may book your MSC cruise and you may never see an email like that. How do they choose?
We don't know because literally reading over comments that we get and comments around the intro web.
Right.
On Reddit is where I go to read a lot of comments. It just seems to be.
Well, we know it's a third party. It's not MSC that does it.
Right. But it just seems to be like you might get a upgrade email. You might not. It seems like most people do, but I'm not positive about that. At least most people that comment do. But a lot of people that comment are like, I never got an email.
Yeah. We get a real mixed review on that. Yeah.
I didn't get the email.
Yeah.
But
do you have something interesting to share?
In reading over those comments, there is a little hidden gem.
There is. That I guarantee you nobody knows about.
It is.
Until now. Until we share it with you.
Exactly.
Well, actually, Gretchen, one of our followers, shared this information with us as well. And you had found it on your own
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. I found it just diving deep into upgrade information. And this was a while ago that I had found this. Yeah. But it applies to everybody.
It does.
There is a site that you can go to for MSC. Mm-hmm. And you can check to see if you are eligible for an upgrade.
Right. So it looks like you have to put your last name, your booking number, and the current cabin you're booked in. Now, if you do this, make sure you have already paid in full. They don't do any kind of upgrades. They won't even consider you unless you're paid in full. So,
and we don't know the particulars behind like when they might release some upgrades,
right?
When they take them away,
right?
We don't know that. That's all behind the scenes infrastructure.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you might go check this. I would suggest checking this more than once.
Yeah.
If you're using this website to check your, and you didn't get a,
and this is just to see if you're going to be eligible and possibly get that email.
Right.
Yeah. It's not going to be like you're going to get the upgrade. It's just going to be, I forgot to mute my phone. Sorry.
Yeah. So I would suggest just checking it a couple of times, more than a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just check it all the way up. If you haven't got the email, just keep checking it.
Yeah.
Because we don't know when you become eligible, when certain upgrades are released.
Hi, Katie.
For that cruise, when they're taken away. We don't know any of that information.
Well,
that's all stuff that's not released by MSC.
Right.
They
don't
let us know that.
So we booked the Magnifica pretty last minute. And so the day after, we had to pay our payment in full as soon as I booked it. And like the next day, I got the emails to upgrade.
Right.
So looking back to Maravilla, last year, we booked it about 4 months out, and it was a couple days after I paid the final payment, which is always due 90 days prior to sailing, is when I got the original, hey, do you want to upgrade your booking? And then we found out we got the congratulations, you won your bid 10 days before we cruised. And that is all varying too, when they send those, when they're going to approve them, all of that.
I imagine it has something to do with, do they think that that particular room category that you upgraded to is going to sell out?
Right.
So they kind of hold it back a little. If they think it won't sell it, then they'll release some.
Yeah.
So, in again, reading all the comments across all those platforms, it seems like some people get that notification fairly quickly after the upgrade.
Yeah.
And some people, they're like 2 days beforehand, they got the notification.
Right.
I've even seen one person said the day before they were going on the cruise, they found out that they
and
got
they
an
can upgrade,
upgrade
so. You. They can accept that upgrade all the way up until cruising.
Right.
Like
that would be a nice surprise.
Wouldn't that? I know.
I mean, I would be kind of annoyed that I didn't know beforehand, but like walking up and they're like, yeah, you're in the yacht club. We're like, what?
What? And I will say I got your bid was unsuccessful 1 day prior to cruising.
Right.
So anyway, those are some times, but they can vary. And they, like I said, there's that algorithm that figures out who and when and all of that. Now, does how much you bid depend on if you do it? I bet.
Of course.
I bet. Everyone's is going to be different. So there's no reason to even show those pricing when we're doing the podcast because it's all going to vary.
Unfortunately, there's no like line like hey, if you bid this, you will get it.
There's no secret.
It doesn't exist.
No.
Or hey, on this date, on 65 days before you cruise, you'll get the email. There's none of those dates either.
So
it's impossible to tell you those specifics.
Yeah.
But we can tell you the specifics that do exist, which is, you know, what the email will look like.
Yeah.
The website to go to, see if you're eligible and all those
things. Exactly. So. Where can they find that link to that website.
I will put that in the description of the podcast.
Okay.
I'll put the link that'll take you to see if you're eligible. I'll
Perfect.
Put that in there. So
now keep in mind, you can do multiple bids on one cruise. So say you book an inside, but you're like, I really don't want to be inside. So when you get that bid option, you can put a bid in for a balcony. You can put a bid in for an Aria balcony. You can put a bid in for a yacht club. So keep in mind, you can do multiples on there. And then they will accept only one. Like, they will choose which. If you end up getting it, you'll get one of those, obviously.
Right. So you could play a specific number, and then you could can play also the color, and then a group of numbers also. True. So you try to cover yourself
exactly.
on the craps table of upgrades.
That's right. Now, I'm going to say that...
The
roulette.
That's how much I gamble.
That craps roulette, yeah.
That's how much I gamble.
since I'm the money person, this is something to be very aware of. Once you put your bid in, I'm going to give you an example. Because when we did the Maravilla, our bid was $400 per person to upgrade into Yacht Club. Because we were in a pretty high level balcony already, so it wasn't that big. So when I put that bid in, I had to load a credit card. Okay, so which means I had to leave to make sure that credit card at all times had a minimum of $800 available to charge on it. Because this can happen at any time, we have seen a lot of people comment that they see their credit card charged, and maybe a day or two later, they'll get the email that they got, congratulations, you got it. So I have a feeling, and this is just my guess, that they're going to charge your card first before they send you the email. And if your card doesn't have that $800 and it declines, you may lose that bid, right?
I would imagine that's the way it is, because they're not going to send you something saying, congratulations, you've got it. And then, like, you can't pay for it.
Right.
And then it's a whole big mess.
No, exactly.
And I'm sure MSC's like, yeah, we don't want to... That's something we don't want to get into, where we say you're getting something and then give you time to get the money to get
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
Nope. It's either it's accepted and you paid for it, or you can't pay for it and it's denied.
So here's another example. Say you book a year out, and then after you've paid your final payment 90 days out, they send that upgrade and it's $2,000 per person to upgrade to Yacht Club and you want to try it. That means for that whole 90 days, or since once you submit that upgrade bid, you need, did I say $2,000? You need $4,000 available on that credit card at all times, because you never know. I mean, all the way up until sailing, they could charge it. So just make sure.
So once
that's a big thing.
Once you bid for your Yacht Club, it is dollar menu days for three months.
That's right.
Until you go on that cruise.
Exactly.
You are ordering the cheapest hamburger that they got on the menu.
Exactly. Now, there are a lot of frequently asked questions, and there are actually some terms and conditions that are listed under this link that we're going to provide to you. So what I've done is I've kind of read through all those, and I'm going to kind of answer some of these frequently asked questions and kind of a couple notable things in the really small fine print. So I'm going to kind of go through these, okay?
Yep.
So we already talked about not all guests will get those upgrade emails.
Right.
So don't book an inside cabin expecting to upgrade to Yacht Club if you really want Yacht Club. Okay. Book what you want. You can never be guaranteed anything with these upgrades.
Right. Always. The upgrades are always, it's a gamble.
Iffy. Yeah.
Always a gamble.
Yeah.
From the minute you decide you want to upgrade, it's a gamble, because you might not even be able to upgrade.
Right.
So, yeah.
If you are a single cruiser or a solo cruiser and you are wanting to upgrade, and say you choose $100 is what you're going to upgrade to this next cabin or the next category up, you will pay double that, right? So you will pay like you are two people. So just keep that in mind. That is kind of a really bummer part of about being a solo cruiser. You will pay double that, whatever you bid.
Yeah, cruise lines aren't very friendly to solo cruisers.
They're just not.
There's a couple, I think, NCL has some studio cabins. I think Virgin maybe does too, but
as
it's
a
just
whole,
it's like
not.
A token. They like throw like here's 15 solo cabins, you know, and you know everything else is going to be charged double no matter what.
Yep.
So on general, if you're a solo cruiser, it's you're going to navigate some rough waters when you're.
So just expect to pay. You will pay double of what you bid on that. Now, if you are booked into a group, these individual the individuals in that group can still get these random emails and can still upgrade. So even though you're booked into a group, your reservation is still acting like it's an individual reservation. So for example, not everyone in the group will be accepted. So just keep that in mind. So say you are doing a family reunion and everyone wants to be in Yacht Club, so they all do a bid upgrade and not all of them get into the, like, that could be really awkward, right? So just keep in mind that situation.
Yeah, the dinners will be very, very awkward when cousin Jimmy was able to get in the Yacht Club and you're like, I'm still an inside.
Exactly.
They're just waving at you through the glass doors. Hey, good to see you after all these years.
What if you're booked into the Triple T group cruise? We didn't talk about that earlier, but we are going to give all the information on our next podcast when we're talking about the World America. So individuals who do book with us on that can still do that upgrade. So it does still work within groups. It's just not guaranteed for everybody in the group, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. There are zero cancellations or modifications after your bid has been accepted. So you put your bid in, it gets accepted, your card is charged, and then you're like, no, maybe I don't want to do that. It's non-refundable.
You need to make that hard decision before you put in your bid because if they accept it,
you are never getting that money back.
Exactly.
Now, let me say then, so say you bid, it's been accepted, your card's charged, you're in Yacht Club. Now, if you decide that you need to change itineraries or change dates, you will not get your money back for that bid and you will not get Yacht Club. Like your bid doesn't transfer to another itinerary or another cruise.
Right.
Yeah. So make sure that there's just like no changes once that's done.
Right.
We had another podcast where we talked about experiences, the Bella experience, the Fantastic experience, Aria and Yacht Club. So say you are in a Fantastica and you bid just to another regular balcony, that experience will stay with you. Okay. But say you are in Fantastica and you book or you bid for a Aria balcony and that's accepted, then you now get all the benefits of the Aria. The same as when we bid to Yacht Club, we got and we accepted it. It was accepted. We got all of the Yacht Club benefits.
Right.
Okay. So I think that's pretty straightforward.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were planning on going over that, though, but what happens if you have bid to, let's say, Fantastica and you bought...
We're going to talk about that.
Okay. Because I think that's a little strange little loophole.
There is.
To booking, is booking and bidding process.
Yeah.
Okay.
You cannot choose your cabin. Okay. So they're going to assign that upgraded cabin to you. You have no choice and you can't make any modifications to that cabin number. So if you're specific, I don't want to ever be in the very back of the ship or the front of the ship, whatever, just be careful because you won't have a choice.
They will assign you the room and that's your room and you will not be changed no matter how much you plead with them.
Correct. Okay. So maybe there's four people in the cabin. So maybe a family with two teenagers or whatever. When you're bidding, only the first two people in the cabin will pay that bid price. So guests three and four do not pay the additional bid cost. So that's great if you have a family.
Exactly. It's not just like a lower amount that they bid or something like that. You just they're just included in those first two.
So. Right. We already talked about you can do multiple bids on reservations, and that's highly recommended because you may not get one, you may get another one. So consider doing that.
Yeah. Because really and truly, I mean, you go all out and just shove your chips in the middle for a yacht club and you might not get it. But I tell you what, for your experience,
I know.
Yeah, it might be something that you might want to put a little bit down on also, because that's not a bad little.
I know, we're excited to try it sometime.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not a bad little fallback option if you didn't get yacht club.
Right. So. You can change your bid amount anytime up until they either accept or deny you. So you can go in and then you can, maybe you got a bonus at work and you can say, oh, I might be able to afford a little bit more. So you can go in and you can make that change, all the way up until. So that's good. Or you can say, oops, my car broke down, I have less to spend. And then you can go in and you can either remove the bid or you can make it less. So,
but do keep in mind that, as we said earlier, we don't know when
you don't
they
no
will be
when.
Accepted yeah. or denied. Yeah. So you just be aware of that,
yeah.
that you can't plan to change your bid later on because it may already have been accepted or denied.
Right. So. And of course, with all of this, MSC reserves the right to modify any of this at any time. So just, there's a caveat for that. Okay. This is a big one that a lot of people talk about, and I did want to save it kind of for last.
Yes.
And this is, say you have booked packages, drink package, whatever, and then you get upgraded. Do you get refunded for those packages? I know, right? So there's a couple things.
I'm going to do not.
Well, it depends. It depends. Okay. So there's a couple of funny comments, and I reached out to a couple forums online to find out what people said about this. When we were in on the Maravilla, we did not book a Wi-Fi and drink package. We had booked just plane, and so we didn't have that issue, right, of needing anything refunded. Now, one person said, it depends. If you've booked the rate with the Wi-Fi and the drink package, you won't get any refund.
Right.
Okay. So that's like at the rate level. If you get upgraded to Yacht Club, which includes that drink package and the Wi-Fi, no refund. However, if you've added a beverage package separate to your reservation and you are more than 3 days out, you still should be able to cancel that package.
Right. Right.
So keep that in mind. If you are thinking, listen, I really want to upgrade to Yacht Club, maybe you don't want to book the Wi-Fi drink package rate.
Exactly. You want to wait. If you are planning on definitely trying to bid, when you book your rate, you do not want to include
the best rate or the cruise only rate. Yeah.
Exactly. You do not want to include that. You want to wait until after you've booked your rate to add the packages.
Now, you're going to spend a little bit more with that, but it's a gamble, because then if you end up winning your yacht club, you'll be able to, your yacht club bid, then you'll be able to cancel that beverage package that you bought, and then you're ahead.
Right. It's you will spend a little bit more, but it's compared to what you were bidding, it's not that much more.
Yeah.
So I would say that is a good little trick to do when you are definitely wanting to bid.
Right.
Is just add those packages afterwards. Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead. Sorry.
One of the other comments on there says, was talking about how MSC deals with all of this, was MSC doesn't even know how MSC determines things. So they really are not going to know how a third party is going to figure it out.
That's kind of what not really what I was going to say, but I remembered after you kind of spurred my memory, is that this is as of right now.
Yeah.
I think that once they figure out that little thing where if you wait to bid or if you wait to add those packages, mm-hmm. then you can refund that once you get the bid. I think that'll all change once MSC has figured that out, because...
Well, listen.
Yes.
There's somebody else out there that says you are more likely to win a bid if you have that... If you don't book the cruise-only rate and you book the Wi-Fi and drink package rate, you are more likely to... your bid get accepted. Now, how they say that, I have no clue.
That sounds like speculation.
And it's very much speculation. But could it possibly part of it be true?
That sounds like an internet know-it-all typing something. It's like, you are definitely more likely. I don't know that for sure, but it sounds like speculation to me.
What are the caveats that make it so you are more likely to win the bid? And all that is saying, we have no idea. Is it coffee time? Coffee break.
Coffee break. Everybody enjoy a little sip of your beverage of choice.
I want to read one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to read one more comment. And this is from Cruise Critic. And this has to do with, will MSC refund anything that has been... any of these package, anything, you know, will they refund anything if you win something like a yacht club upgrade? And their comment was, it depends. With MSC, all things are simultaneously possible and impossible. If you know physics, it's like a quantum wave state. Until you ask the question, measure it, you won't know the actual answer. If you win the bid, ask the concierge nicely and they may give you onboard credit, or call and speak to a representative or three to see if they will refund you. It never hurts to ask.
What a great comment.
Is that the best comment ever?
It is the best comment I've ever heard about MSC.
Possible, impossible.
They both exist.
Just they both exist and you never know.
until it's measured, you don't know if it's possible or impossible, because they both exist at once.
This comment could apply to anything MSC.
That was great. I love that.
So I think that, yeah, I think we tried to give you an idea of like those packages that you've booked most likely can be refunded. Can anything else really be refunded if it becomes included in a bid that you win? Probably not. I mean, you can always ask if you get somebody good, maybe. But like the rules are no. I mean, that's what MSC says, no.
Right.
Can you do it? I don't know. But that's what I had. Those are the notes on like all those little fine details. There's nothing like really, really sneaky about it. It's pretty straightforward, and it's a really cool thing to get your congratulations. Like the first line, I think Chris showed it, but the first line says MSC upgrade. Congratulations, your upgrade offer has been confirmed. Yay! That's like an exciting moment.
I think that... Yes, that is the best moment in the world. I think that getting this information is good, because knowing how the process works, even though you may not know the decisions behind the process, but knowing how it works,
yep,
gives you a little bit more confidence into how to book,
right,
and what to do when the bid email comes if you get it.
Right. And we have a previous podcast that lists all of the different experiences in detail, because there are different experiences that you can bid into, which is that Aria and that yacht club. So knowing that is good information,
right,
as well.
Knowing that and knowing how the bid works, it just, I think that having that, like I said, that confidence of how you want to book and experience your cruise helps quite a bit.
Right.
I think the more that you can decide how you want to experience a cruise, the better the cruise is going to be when you get on it.
Exactly. So. And we highly recommend, if you know you want a certain experience, you have watched our Maravilla Yacht Club series and you know you want Yacht Club, book Yacht Club. We love this upgrade system that MSC has, but wrapping it up, like, nothing is guaranteed. So the last thing you want to be doing is on your cruise not having the experience that you want to have because the upgrade didn't go through. So right. Make sure to book what you can. If you're like us and you're just happy to be on the ship and you're grateful, like you're just like excited to be in whatever, the upgrade option is fantastic to do.
But if you definitely want something, if you definitely want something,
Yacht Club,
do not set yourself up for
a miserable cruise.
Disappointed before you even get on the cruise.
Right, right.
Don't be disappointed you didn't get the email. Don't be disappointed that you were denied. Just look at it as a bonus if you want to do that.
Right.
Be happy with what you originally booked.
Right, exactly.
And then be extra happy and surprised
if it goes through.
Yeah. Do not count on any of it.
Right.
It is literally like I said, gambling.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to get any of it. You don't actually put down money until you win. That's right. Nice.
That is nice.
I wish gambling was like that.
You don't have to pay first and then not know. So you do know exactly how much you are in charge of what you're willing to spend.
But I think it's important to know that don't book what you want your experience to be and then hope that you get something else and be excited that you get it. But do not count on it.
Right. Exactly. So we're interested to know how you guys have upgraded. So have you had this situation? Did you get your upgrade? Were there any issues? Were there any problems? Like, what is your experience? We love when you guys comment and post your experiences below, because a lot of you can read everyone else's experience as well. We're sharing ours with you. But I'm kind of liking this like little community that people are just kind of writing, and then you can kind of learn from each other as well.
Exactly. Because there is not a lot of, it all seems very wishy-washy, very impossible and impossible existing at the same time. So we don't know all of the particulars and the rules. And so the more experiences we hear, the more we can
narrow down.
Figure out what.
Get the murky out.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you are listening to our podcast on Apple or Spotify or anywhere else that you listen to podcasts, come on over to YouTube, and that's where you'll be able to write the comments and read other people's comments as well about their experiences.
Right.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And you can check out some of our regular videos where you can see the experiences.
Exactly. So I think that's the funnest part.
Yep.
So our next podcast is all going to be about the World America, the brand new ship being built currently. It's going to be a sister ship to the World Europa, which is cruising the Mediterranean right now. Are we going to say it? I'm just going to say it. We're booked on the World Europa. I'm so excited. We are excited. Booked on the
World Europa. And we have the group. We have the Triple T group cruise finalized on the World America. And we will have the details that will be coming out on the next podcast. We're not going to release the details till then because, like I said in the last podcast, we are like going to make sure that we do everything and it's all
since our first one, we gotta
extremely accurate that we put out all the information. So
we're super excited to cruise with some of you. And we hope that it works out. So we're excited to share that. But in that podcast, we're going to talk about our group as well as what to expect on the World America. So.
And what to expect if you are booking the cruise, the group cruise with us.
Yeah.
We've got some special things we got cooking in a pot.
Ooh.
I'm excited. Smell what I'm cooking?
I'm so excited. I'm so beyond excited about this.
No kidding.
Okay, that will wrap up today's podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in and sharing your thoughts with us. We love hearing from you.
Yes.
So until we are with you next, have a good day.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.